keeping the people and the animals on farms healthy. Today on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. You, your workers, and your farm animals are prime candidates for getting sick. Andrew Hennenfent is the state public health veterinarian in Iowa, and he says germs are just looking for a place to set up shop.
But the more everyone knows and follows good infectious disease practices, the better it'll be for both the employee health of that establishment, as well as animal health and the overall health and production of that farm.
In a recent AgriSafe Network webinar, Hennenfent offered advice for keeping animal and people health challenges to a minimum.
And the number one way that farms can protect animal health, employee health, as well as the health and production of that farm is biosecurity, disinfecting, just general cleanliness on the farm where their employees are working with the animals. That will keep both the animals healthy and the people healthy. Very important if visitors are coming through.
Hennenfent says your veterinarian, your county extension office, even other farmers can advise how to protect the animals and the people on the farm from many typical livestock disease challenges.
The weakest link in the chain of protecting both human health and animal health is the person that knows the least.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.